it going, Sha?
It's going all right, but I think my cat's going to go.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but the past couple of days, my cat has been staring underneath the fridge. And normally I would think, oh, okay, so that means there's probably a mouse under there and it's scared to move because the cat is there and the cat is like, you got to come out sometime. But there's no mouse there because my roommate recently moved the fridge, like very recently moved the fridge out of the way and put it back. And now my cat is just like, what's going on? Who's there? And so she's seeing like, it's a much more targeted. Normally she's chasing something and we can never see it and we'll never know. But this really feels like, no, there's something there. And she keeps looking back like, don't you see it? And it's like, no, we don't see this one either, honey. And so, you know, I don't know what's happening, but my cat picks up on it and I'm inclined to believe my cat. So okay, something's probably trying to come in here and she's on it, which is why we have her.
Okay.
To stop any mice or ghosts from entering the apartment. Unwanted ghosts. No unwanted spirits. So
job expansion. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you would you do like a cat like therapist, like psychology? See what
I would for a dog.
For a dog.
Yeah, I don't think a cat's going to get you anywhere. I don't think the cat's not going to share.
Yeah, I'm always curious, like, if there's people that feel like they can figure out what the cat is thinking.
Mm-mm, that's the whole point. Except I think those orange tabby cats, if I'm not mistaken, they are a little derpy. They're a little And so they tend to do kind of goofy things. And I could see if they were talking to like a cat psychologist or psychiatrist or something, they would probably share. But although my cat talks a lot, I don't think she would talk to, I don't think she'd share much. And when I say my cat talks a lot, I mean, she does a lot of meow, meow, meow. Wow. And then when we say something to her, she responds. Like the other day I called out to my roommate because she was sitting at my roommate's bedroom door that was closed. And so I called out to him to let him know. And then she repeated it. So I called out Kevin and she went, wah, wah. And I went, wait, what? And I said it again, Kevin. And she went, rah. And then she just started yelling on her own. And I'm like, okay, you got this. You don't need me. I don't need to speak for you.
That's what's up. I don't need no hype, man. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Great,
I got
great,
this.
Great.
Okay. My purrs are effective. With owning a cat, right? Mm-hmm. The cats tend to stay inside. Do cats have like homies? Like, do you bring over another cat every now and then? Like, yo, it's like your long lost cousin or something, you know?
Cats can have homies. Absolutely. I've seen people who adopt cats and they got to get them two cats because they have bonded and they would be miserable without each other.
Right.
And you don't want a miserable cat. So yeah, you were like, well, I guess I got these two cats now, which we knew was a possibility when we decided to get a cat.
Okay.
My roommate ended up being the one to go out and find her. And I was like, look, of course I only want one cat, but if you find one that you like, but it's part of a set, like if it has a bestie or a brother or sister that like it's bonded with, bring them both. Like it's fine. I'm fine. I don't want to separate a family. But we don't
can't have that on your conscience. So.
No, you're not going to get me. I'm not breaking up a happy home just because I want someone to make sure there are no mice in my house. That's not fair. Two cats. Great. They can do that. That's double the power. But
it takes shifts.
But yeah, we have not brought a cat over to like play because it's not, I don't know. I feel like dogs are playful and cats are like, and also, I mean, like we're just getting to where the cat like trusts us.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, she'll let us kind of touch her in spots that she never did before. You know, before she, it was just like, you can pet me on top of my head. And it's like, okay, that's fine. That's what we'll do. And then at some point, it's like, all right, you can scratch my chin. And oh, great, we'll be here forever. But now we can like rub on where her shoulders would be. You know, they don't have a collarbone. You know, cats don't have a collarbone. Because so that's how they're able to sneak in and out of places. But I don't know if I feel like the cats had to know each other already pretty young.
Yeah.
In order to like I don't know if cats make friends late in life. like a dog can, you know, dog, you basically sniff each other, you see what's what, and then you just kind of, and I mean, my dog Gertie, I got her because my friend Jordan had found her on the street. Jordan already had a dog, but Gertie and that dog Kitten, also a pit bull, a pit bull named Kitten, then they were thick as thieves. They were best friends. And then something happened and they hated each other. But so they would go outside to play and then they'd just fight and fight and fight. And then they'd come back in and then they'd sleep on each other. And then at some point, all the love faded out and then it was only hate. So after a pretty big fight, she was like, can you take Gertie until I find another home for her? And I was like, yeah, I guess so. And I did. And after like 3 days, I'm like, this is my dog now. And but when I brought her over to Jordan's to play with the rest of Jordan's dogs, we had to put Kitten up because they would just kind of stare at each other and then they try to tear each other's chests out again. And we were like, we can't have that. So yeah, but for the most part, I mean, if a dog meets a dog it likes, it's like, yeah, we're good, I guess.
Right.
But I don't know. I would love to hear from any of our like troops or correspondents if they know of cats making friends. I mean, cats making friends with other cats like later, not like one that they kind of grew up with, but
right.
Or if it's like when Lucinda, our cat, gets older, I'm thinking I might bring in a younger cat. Let's see how I feel then. But bringing in a younger cat, but then you got to introduce them and all that kind of stuff. And I don't want to be, I want them to get along, but I don't know how you make that happen. You just have to give it time.
Yeah, you can't step on Lucinda's toes, but
no, right? Yeah, she's the main one, but yeah. So I know plenty of people with cats, but we have not had cat play dates. I've just never heard of that happening. But someone let me know if that's a thing that can happen.
Yeah, I'm only asking because, like, you know, Lucinda can't communicate with you, but maybe if another cat was there, she could do the fridge thing with the other cat. Like, hey, maybe. Yo, like, do you see it? You know?
Oh, and if perhaps.
You see them, you know, if they're both by the fridge and you see both of them reacting the same way, you like, oh, there is something that I'm not seeing.
Right, for sure. There's another cat. It's our upstairs neighbor's cat, and they let it out sometimes. So it'll be in the backyard area because they have access to that. And sometimes that cat will come to my window. And judging by the way Lucinda reacts when that cat comes to the window, I don't know if she's really ready to be friends with any other cat because this bitch is breathing hard and trying to break the glass. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like scratching and trying to pull things out of the way. And I'm like, so what happens if you break through the glass and the screen and the iron bars? Then what are you going to do? Hug this cat? That's what's going to happen. Y'all just going to hug? I don't think so. It looks like you're trying to kill him.
Based on your previous actions.
Yeah, okay. Just looking at how you're reacting behind glass, it seems like if you were two people, I would not let you out. So
yeah, you got to judge that.
Yeah. You got to figure that out. So
I am hoping that that your cat's able to eventually let you know what it sees. I don't know what it is. Maybe in moving the fridge back and forth, like something shifted on the bottom and it looks like a mouse.
That could be it. We did find a couple of her toy mice, you know,
right.
Just little toy mice, which are bright colors. because that way when I see it, I don't think it's an actual mouse. We bought a package of little loose like mice toys, and half of them were like either bright red, bright orange, or bright yellow, or bright blue. And the other ones are like dark brown, dark gray. And I'm like, that's the color of mice. Why would I want that just loose in my... Get out of here.
Scare yourself in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no. That's madness. Yeah, so we got a bag of them that we could still play with, but they're all the dark ones. And I'm like, nope. Nothing that's too true to life. But we did find like a red one and a yellow one. And I grabbed whichever one and put it somewhere so she wouldn't see it. But she plays with it and then she knocks it under the fridge. And then we're like, oh, well, I guess we won't see that again for another year when we move the fridge. So if that's what it is, that's on her. That's why I'm not really pressing it. But she's really like looking under there as if there's a ghost or a something. I don't rule out ghosts. I mean, this is a garden apartment. Somebody definitely perished to allow for our partially underground apartment to flourish. Someone certainly.
Yeah, I think someone, I feel like on average, one every three houses in Brooklyn, someone's died.
Yeah, for sure. You know? Yeah.
The homes are too old. Mm-hmm. Too many apartments, mm-hmm. You know, like you're talking about like on my block, every home is a three family house.
Okay.
So every three houses, that's nine apartments. Someone people lived died. In most of the basements. So you're at 12, mm-hmm. 2 to 3 bedrooms each. You know what I mean? You had 24 to 48 and mm-hmm. The homes are 100 years old.
Oh yeah. Many people died.
Yeah. Many people died. You know what I mean? I know I helped. Like I think I told you this. My upstairs neighbor, her mom died when like 2 years after we bought the house. My upstairs tenant, pardon me. So like,
wow.
Yeah, that was the weirdest phone call I got was to help move her.
Oh no!
Yeah. So
yeah,
like,
how do you do that?
Carefully, like it is what it is. Like so, so awkward convo. I asked all those questions. Admittedly, so first I was like, no, I'm not doing that. You know, call the EMT and, you know, they'll handle all that. She's like, it's not because of that. She's like, she babysits kids. Uh-huh. And the mom died in the living room. So she's like, the kids are asking a lot of weird questions. So I was like, can you help me move her to the other room until the EMT show up? So I helped her move the lady into the bedroom. She's like a 90-pound old lady.
Oh my God.
You know?
Oh, wow.
She's crazy, yo.
So that's in your building?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, but, okay.
But
so
yeah, like, and that's not even like a murder. Like, that's just the regular person dying. Life. So, like, that stuff's going to happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, someone absolutely could have in this place. Why not? Sure. So, that doesn't, I mean, as long as they finished all their business, you know, then I guess we're okay.
Good money. Plus, yo, I didn't even think about this. What if she's seen the ghosts of other cats? We being selfish and only thinking about us.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of... There are cats that I just don't see anymore.
Yeah. And they live shorter. So, like, there's just more generations of them in the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there are definitely cats that I don't see anymore that were, I mean, pretty busy on this block.
Straight up. It could be like a Whiskers Jebediah or some shit, you know, that was running the streets in the 30s. That's like 20, 30 generations back for her. She don't even, but like the cat came back to give her a message. Like, yo, you know, don't.
Whiskers Jebediah?
I don't know. I was trying to think of an old cat name. I don't know.
I like that whisk, but Whiskers is still in there.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You still got to be a cat.
And then Whiskers Jebediah. And Lucinda's like, what?
That's why she keep looking back at you. She's like, you seen this shit?
You seen this? Yeah. You seen this old ass cat?
Yo, his name is Jebediah. You believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, so then, yeah, she's definitely on her own with that one.
Sally, yo, I wonder if they could see the ghost of the mice.
Ooh, if that's the case, then this place is. We're sitting on Pet Cemetery right here. Yo.
What is that movie where they, like, I think it's, where they say, like, I think it was Training Day, where the drug dealer tells Denzel Washington that when you kill somebody in the afterlife, they're, like, part of your army.
Mm.
And then he's telling Hoyt, he's like, so shoot me, start an entourage. You know? So what if that's what's happening? Like, your cat has a whole entourage waiting for it in the afterlife for them mice that has been, like, capping off.
Well, I mean, honestly, she has not, that I have seen, killed any mice.
Yeah.
Because she just her showing up, they were like, all right, we'll move. You know? Once they smell a cat, they're like, we ain't even fucking with that. Then they just go to the next apartment. Which I think is probably how they ended up down here. and also because we're partially underground. But if it is mice ghosts, they definitely are going to have a beef with me and my roommate because we definitely killed a lot of them.
You got to do what you got to do, yo.
That's true. I for sure have killed.
When you first move into an apartment in New York, that's part of the protocol.
Yeah, yuck. Yep, that's true. So I hope that's not it. I hope they're not rising up for the winter. But if it is, I get it. But we got this cat now.
Hey,
but I hope they're not also telling her, you know, speaking out of turn. I hope they're not just filling her head with nonsense. I want her to know that they were a menace. I don't care what they're saying.
They deserved it, okay?
Yeah.
They got what was coming to them.
They knew what it was. They didn't have to be here. There are so many other buildings. There's the street. They could have been on the street.
There's a literal hole outside.
Yeah, they don't need to be here.
You know what I mean? Chinchillas are turned into coats because of how warm they're able to stay, okay? It's the same, you know what I mean? So they got fur.
Yo,
be out there.
Did you hear about all the minks that escaped?
No.
Wait, is that one of our stories? No. Okay,
No. There's minks running loose?
There was some place where, let me see, escaped minks.
Like, this is how little I know about, like, certain animals. When you say minks escape, I still think, oh, coats, like, ran away. Like, yeah. Like, how did they do it? Like, is this like... I can't picture what that looks like.
All right, so here we go. Thousands of minks escaped Tuesday morning. This was last week. After someone destroyed fencing at a Northwest Ohio farm. Let's see. Sheriff Thomas Riggenbach said deputies were sent to Hogland Township's Lions Farm, USA Mink Farm. What? Lion Farm, USA Mink Farm. After between 25,000 and 40,000 minks escaped their cages after fencing was destroyed. That estimated number was provided by the property manager. Minks are carnivorous mammals, and sheriff's office warns that their diet normally consists of fresh kill, and they regularly hunt prey that is bigger than themselves. They warned that minks can pose a threat to homeowners, livestock owners, and have proven costly to poultry ranchers. As of last Tuesday before last, around 3:30, the sheriff's office said that only 10,000 minks were unaccounted for, as some stayed near the property and were corralled by employees. But still, 10,000 minks?
I love so much about this.
10,000 minks. These are domesticated minks and generally won't survive in the wild because they lack the proper survival skills. But he advises people that find a mink to not approach. because they might bite.
Yo.
In other words, they may look cute, but don't touch them if you come across one. Also, if you find a mink on your property, you can you can protect your animals and your pets, but firing guns in a municipal area is illegal. So figure out another way to catch them. I guess hand-to-hand combat. I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't wait to see all the World Star videos of people slap boxing with minks. Oh, my God. That is awesome. I love everything about this. First, shout out to minks. You know what I mean? Y'all out there being ambitious, attacking animals bigger than you. Yeah, that's props.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. But, respect, I mean, B. Also, you know, you got to pay for them coats. Yo. You got to pay for them coats. You thought just money? Nah, you're going to pay for these coats.
Catch us sleeping? Nah, B. Nah, fight back. Nope.
Yeah. And we're going to take you down. We ain't scared of the size.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. I also love the idea that, like, they were like, there's only 10,000 that got away. The others, like, we were able to figure it out. Like, yo, was there, like, a mink census that I don't know about? Like, y'all tracking which minks?
Well, I guess if they're shaving them for coats, they do shave them for the coats, right? Yeah, I guess. So.
Yeah, that's Harold. Nah, he back.
Yeah, he back. Okay. They were just going through. Yo, there's Marissa. Okay. Cross off Marissa. She's back.
Oh, my goodness. Yo. That is so awesome. So, hold up. When you make a mink coat, do you need several minks, or is the same mink constantly being shaven over because you need it to match?
No, I don't think
you know what I mean?
No, you can dye mink, I think.
But then it's not like pure mink, right? Like you want the shit to match.
No, when you want it to match, it doesn't mean it has to be from the same animal.
Okay. I thought, I'm like, that's real fucked up. There's one mink. No. Like, they shaved me seven times, my G, seven times.
Okay.
Stop making double XLs off of me, okay?
How many minks does it, oh God. Okay. How many minks does it take to make a mink coat?
It's a weird Tootsie Roll question. How many clicks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
Okay, to make one fur coat, it takes either 150 to 300 chinchillas, 50 to 60 minks, 15 to 40 foxes, or 200 to 250 squirrels.
Yo, that's wild. Who's getting squirrel coats?
I was wondering when you would get there.
Squirrels.
Hey, man. I mean, fashion is fashion. Who knows?
Squirrels, really?
I mean, if you need, like, you know, a squirrel hat or something. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who's getting squirrel coats.
Squirrels. Oh, man, people want fur at all costs. Squirrels.
Yeah, let me see. Farmed, are they fed? Wait, are they selectively bred? Oh, wait, when they're full grown, they were euthanized, and then the farmer. Oh, so yeah, you got to kill the minks.
Oh shit, that sucks.
Yes,
I thought it was like a calling, you know, like nah, like we breeding you to be. I thought you was a coat mink. You know what I mean? From the long line of coat minks.
It's not like sheep. It's not you. You don't shear them apparently like you would sheep.
Yeah, I thought that was it. Like, yo, it's my. No, it's, you gotta, I've been in the coat business I've made 16 coats.
Yeah, you know, no, you mean? Gotta put the pelts together. And so the pelts are where the fur is attached to the skin. So you've got to.
Oh, my God. That's
Yeah, that's why they're, you know, no, it's bad form. It's real fur and it's bad form to wear it because those are like real mink coats and chinchillas. They're killing those animals. So it takes,
I'm on board now. I didn't know that before. I thought y'all was like,
I figured it was somebody. Once I've seen that it was the fencing was destroyed, I'm like, oh, someone came through.
Yeah.
And fucking knocked that fence down and released. You know, but 10,000 mink, good for them. I hope they are running free.
Amen.
Although I don't know what that looks like. I mean, do they also have on jewelry as they're running? Like, I don't know if it just looks like a bunch of little coats just luxuriously running down the street. I don't know.
You think minks talk shit about being minks to other animals? You know what I mean? Like, oh, you a rat, my G. Nobody wants your fur. Your fur is trash.
Probably. I mean, they probably got some beef with chinchillas, right?
Yeah, those they fighting for the throne. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, they definitely, there's definitely some shit talk there.
Hell yeah. Like, but, I mean, feel I, like a mink would have been like the villain on like Chippendale Rescue Rangers. You know, like, I'll do that blue collar work, okay?
Ooh, out here
investigating,
point.
Living in trees. Nah, B.
Sure, sure. I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah.
Definitely being a villain. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah. But, I mean, so, I mean, are foxes? I don't know. I guess you'd have to get them all together in a roundtable discussion, right? You need a chinchilla, a mink, a fox, a squirrel, a rabbit, you know? Because they make rabbit. They make rabbit coats. And just, you know, really talk it out and see how they... see how they feel. I guess a cow for their leather. This is all terrible. Oh, what a nightmare.
I don't think I wear many animals. I think I have leather for my belt.
Yeah, right.
But outside of that, I don't think I do many animal products like that.
Yeah.
I mean, cotton, cotton is not.
No, it's not an animal.
Right? That's not an animal. That's a plant.
No.
Right? I'm trying to think of what else I wear. Like, wool would be animal, but I don't know what I got.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a fabric. I mean, it's not. Because you don't have to kill the sheep.
Right.
It.
Okay. So that's still cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's cool. I mean, don't ask me. I eat chicken. So I'm like, I'm probably out of the, I really am not anyone you should ask for any of this. It is bad. And I know it's bad, but oopsie.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Huh. It is. Now I'm reconsidering everything. I never wore the leather top Tims. I always got the regular constructs, so I was clean. I'm clean there.
Well, I mean, Tim's are leather all the way, right?
Are they? I thought it was just leather on the top part. I thought it was another material.
Oh, you know what? My roommate's been watching a video of a guy who cuts into shoes.
Yeah.
Have you watched some of that?
No.
YouTube clips. There's a guy who like cuts into shoes so you can see what they're made out of.
Oh, I've heard of this, but I haven't seen them. I saw pictures of it.
Yeah, so there are a lot of shoes with a leather upper, so just the part around it is leather, but the rest of it's made of who knows what. Who knows? Plastic, fiberglass, I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, man, I'm reconsidering all my stuff now, you know what I mean? I don't like chinchillas, but like, I don't want them to die, you know what I mean?
Right, right. I luckily don't really like fur coats or anything like that. And if I did, I'd be fine. I'm fine with a fake one. I don't see the need to for that. For me, I don't. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
you don't got to die for that. I mean, again, though, like I said, I do eat chicken. So who am I really? Just a monster. I'm just a monster.
That's it. I'm wondering if, like, they didn't use real goose feathers in triple fat goose coats, right? I remember when I was growing up, I used to wear triple fat goose coats. And
I
feathers
don't know
would come
about
out when they, like...
that particular brand, but, I mean, goose, like, down feathers and goose down. Those are feathers from, presumably, from geese.
Oh, that's crazy. I thought all this time these was, like, fake, like, products. Like...
why a lot of them are so expensive. Like, you know how much a mink coat is? It's thousands of dollars.
Okay. But like when you buy like a North Face jacket.
Mm. I don't know what they're filling down jackets with now.
Right.
But I mean, I'm sure it's some sort of feather or feather-like product. I don't know. You'll have to either look it up or cut into one. I have no idea what's in them. But that's the thinking is that for some reason, feathers are supposed to feel warm. I don't know. I hate down pillows. I hate feather down pillows so much. They're so point. Because, I mean, there are feathers in them, which means they're not. It's it's pokey.
They're point, yeah.
They're pointy, and I'm like, this isn't comfortable. This is just a bunch of little sticks, poking me. I think it's terrible. Give me foam. I'll take foam.
Okay, huh?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this is not how this episode was supposed to go, and I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot. This is a weird pivot.
Yeah, sorry. I just remembered the escaped minx.
No, this was awesome. If you would like to send me more animal information, change my life and how I'm behaving and dressing going forward. I'm gonna still kill animals to eat though. They're delicious. But I promise to wear them less if you give me valid ways of doing so. All you gotta do is like and subscribe to the show. You know what I mean? If you are an Apple or Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You want us to keep wearing chinchillas, you're a monster, okay?
Keep wearing as if we're draped in them. But we see you. We see you. Thank you for having that vision for us.
5 stars. We can afford chinchillas, but don't want chinchillas. You want best for both our heart and money, okay?
Yes. I mean, imagine those big old pink chinchilla coats that, like, Fat Joe and them were wearing. Yeah, they were dyeing those.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I really thought, like, it was the same dude. That's why I thought it was, like, they didn't dye because, like, the fur had a match.
Oh,
I thought,
yes,
like, they found one, and it was like, oh, yeah, like, I like how his color looks.
Shaving it. And
yeah. You know, we just shaved this dude down. Because it's like, you know, like, when you buy, like, a table, and they tell you, like, oh, it's just one solid piece of wood.
Right. Because
otherwise it has, like, the weird lines. They don't match. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want, like, I didn't want, like, you know, chinchilla veneer, you know?
Oh, sure.
Real chinchilla.
No.
You know,
it's yes, the chinchilla gave its life for you, so it's done more than you thought.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know, I'm
ride or die for real, son. That's what's
I'm
up.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Word, yo, to all the chinchillas that are listening, we apologize.
Yeah, we're really sorry.
If you have any articles you want us to cover, DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastromonte. Although, admittedly, sometimes we go on a chinchilla rant. And if you get the article, with all that said, I am the admittedly have never worn but will never wear chinchilla Gastromonte. Okay. Always with I think would look great in chinchilla, but probably also won't wear chinchilla.
Probably not.
This has been an awesome but derailed episode of the War Report. Catch y'all next time. Thanks. Once the guns go cold, cold.